Alright, everyone, it's the Grim Lord here, and this is Grimm's Uncanny Valley. We are back with more or less theory. Let's get started. Well, if it isn't my favorite shopkeeper.
Reacting to the sound of your voice, Sophie turns around.
Oh, it's you.
Warm as ever.
Clearly not in the mood for your jokes. She rolls her eyes.
What can I do for you?
It's more, what can you do to me?
A part of me likes where this is going. Continue.
Well, how would you like to take part in an experiment of mine?
Experiment?
Interrupted by the phone, Sophie sighs in frustration.
How can somebody be this fucking annoying?
Knowing it's her boss on the other line, you wait for her to finish.
Goodbye, asshole.
Let's show we care a bit. Everything all right?
Nothing new. My boss is on my case as usual. Today being his all-time high. I swear. If it wasn't for the employee discount...
Seeing how she's getting off topic, she stops.
Anyway, about the experiment.
Yes, so? What do you say?
First, tell me what it's about.
Something you'd be interested in, for sure.
Is it naughty? I'm with you so far.
Involves a lot of sweating.
Okay.
And thrusting.
Thought so.
And, is that a yes?
I just might be interested. Kinda wanna try out that dick of his myself.
Great! I'm ready whenever you are.
Oh, you meant like, today?
No, tomorrow. Actually, I meant now.
If you haven't noticed, I'm working.
All the better.
Look. Usually I'm all up for trouble. But my boss is really up my ass today, and I can't ditch work.
Following the direction of her stretched finger, you nod towards the camera.
No problem, we can do it here.
Here? Doesn't he see the cameras? Wait, did I maybe get it wrong and he doesn't mean sex? Let me ask. What exactly is this experiment of yours?
Answer me this first.
Once again, you are interrupted by the blaring ringtone.
I swear. Listen, I'm gonna have to go back to work. So ask. Fast.
Not enough time to present yourself fully, you blurt it out.
Would you have sex with me? Right here and now?
Bursting out laughing, tears gather in the corner of her eye.
Oh, God.
Seeing you not cracking up as well, her smile disappears.
Wait, you're serious?
Do I look like I'm joking?
Realizing she let this go too far, she sighs.
Look, you're cute and all, but read the room.
So that's a no?
A hard pass.
All right.
As she turns her back to pick up the blaring phone.
If my hunch is right. Uh-oh. What about now?
With the phone in her hand, she turns back around. The phone slips to the ground as her eyes rest on you.
What?
Leaning your dominating frame on the counter, a smirk plays on your lips.
What? About that trouble I mentioned.
Her glances go left and right, her mouth imitating a fish.
Feels like I'm already in it.
As you go behind the counter, you hear indistinctive chatter coming from the phone on the floor.
Sophie!
Although she hears her name echoing, her whole attention rests on you.
Why so quiet?
Caressing her cheek. You move the strands of hair out of her face, her eyes staring into your soul.
Tell me what you want.
I...
What's that?
I...
Speak up.
Your voice oozes with dominance, making her shudder in excitement.
Kiss.
Kiss?
Mm-hmm.
Inching closer, you stop just as your lips graze hers.
Kiss where?
Trembling, she brings her hand up to her lips. Her eyes twinkling with anticipation.
Good girl.
You capture her lips in a tender kiss. Her light moans filling your mouth.
Mm.
Embracing her waist, you pull her in. Using the opportunity, your tongue slides between her lips, tasting her moist mouth. With the kiss deepening, Sophie's insides overflow. You transfer your lips to her smooth neck, leaving feather-like kisses.
Wait. That's my...
So hot. Sliding your hands down her body, you rest them on her perky ass.
Suddenly squeezing the life out of it. Holding her up, your mouth stays on her neck as you put her up on the counter. Coming up from behind, you reach out, clenching her soft tits.
Oh, not so rough.
Fondling them between your fingers, you chuckle.
Why are you making such lewd sounds then?
As you're massaging her thighs, her skirt lifts up.
And for someone who doesn't like it rough.
Pressing your thumb against her sticky stain, you smirk as you get a moan in return.
Your pussy is dripping wet.
Oh, God.
Hooking your fingers at the hem of her shirt, you slowly glide it up. Sophie instinctively helps you take it off by raising her arms. The second the cold breeze passes by, her nipples harden.
What?
Without having time to react, she gasps as your mouth envelops her nipple.
No, not with... teeth.
Slowly, the sensation in her loins builds up. Her body's reaction not matching her words.
Oh, God!
Squeezing her waist, your tongue strides along the line of her neck. All the while, you nibble on her perky nipples. Her skirt raises as you tenderly massage her thighs.
God, you're so hot.
Confident, you bring her chin around, capturing her lips as soon they're in sight. All the sensations combine, the room becoming deliciously suffocating.
Jesus. Pretty much everything I say in these, as far as this chapter goes, is like God and Jesus or you're hot or whatever. It's weird. This is really happening, right?
Reaching out, she tries bringing you closer, but you catch her hands immediately.
Wait for your turn.
Excited chills run down her spine.
Thought so. This one loves being dominated.
Please.
Too late. Someone deserves punishment, don't you think?
Sophie's eyes hold yours, questions going off above her head as her skirt slowly glides down her legs. The panties coming with. As it falls to the ground, you peck her knee, her body trembling in anticipation.
Oh, a knee peck.
What will you do?
Me? Bring you to a point where you're begging.
You trace her skin as you go back up, loving how her lungs give away her excitement.
Would you look at that? Already dripping wet. And I didn't even touch you.
Please.
Already begging?
Realizing how desperate she sounds, she goes silent.
What are you begging for?
Her blush covers her cheeks, but she continues.
Touch me.
I'll think about it.
Frustrated at your lack of touch, she tries freeing her hands to do it herself. But you strengthen the grip.
How are you so strong?
I got a different question. Why does it sound like you're enjoying it?
Don't. You're making me sound like a freak.
Aren't you?
No.
Are you lying to me?
I...
Burying your head in the crook of her neck, you leave a trail of kisses.
Bad girl.
Seeing her juices coat the counter, you glide a finger through her lips. Collecting it all? Before you continue, an indistinctive voice booms through the phone speaker, stopping you in your steps.
Hey, I think your boss is still on the line. Wanna get that?
An almost animalistic growl bubbles in her throat, her eyes glazing with hunger.
Fuck him and touch me already!
Well, that took a quick turn. Who said you could make demands?
Please.
Since you asked so nicely, I guess I have no choice, huh?
Plunging a finger between her walls, you enjoy the trembling of her legs.
Oh, God. Oh, fuck. Yes.
Your cock hardens, pressing against your pants.
Please.
Her fingers graze your slightly, but it's enough for your excitement to grow.
Fuck.
Biting her neck in need, you plunge another finger down her wetness. Pumping two fingers in and out, her juices flow, sticking your fingers together.
Oh, shit.
Knowing exactly what she's doing, she touches your hard on again.
Shit.
In response, you loosen the grip and she goes for it.
Oh. Fuck.
She massages your bulge, making your body heat up.
What?
Wanting to feel her skin, you take your pants off.
Can I?
She's asking? Oh, right. She feels like she's being dominated. Look at you asking. What a nice little kitty. That name worked really well in the past.
Is that?
I'll allow it this time. Here.
Cautiously, she wraps her fingers around your shaft. Flinching at your sudden growl, her eyes go wide.
Sorry.
What?
Still gotta put you in your place.
Without warning, you push another finger in, making her mouth tremble apart. Ramming her pussy, her moans grow louder. She subconsciously strokes your cock, the ecstasy clouding her thoughts.
You're being real good.
Her hips sway to your fingers, the bubbling feeling inside growing in intensity. Suddenly, her walls clench around your drenched fingers. The release comes, shaking her thighs.
Oh, fuck!
Air leaves her lungs as pleasure fills her body.
God.
Her hand falls from your length, making your cock twitch in annoyance.
Who said you can stop?
Oh.
Taking back your fingers, her dazed eyes fall on you.
First you make demands. Then you ignore my commands. Seems like I'm being too light on you.
Fluttering her lashes, she follows the movement of your cock.
What will you do with the...
Sophie trembles from pleasure as you sink your length down her wetness.
No! Oh, please! It's gone!
Moving cautiously, you groan as her walls clench around your shaft.
Fuck!
It's too much!
You smirk at her pleads, knowing how much she's actually loving the current situation.
Still making demands?
I just came. I'm not ready for more. Not ready for more yet.
Cradling her chin, you make her look up at you.
Why is your pussy sucking it in so well, then?
It's because...
Quiet. You were given a chance. Now take your punishment. Before I really get mad.
Her whole body trembles, a silent whimper leaving her lips as your dominating tone overwhelms her.
Okay.
So obedient. Now you're making me wonder if you're actually enjoying this.
Scared you might stop, she quiets down, putting a hand over her mouth.
Don't be like that. Let me hear that beautiful voice of yours.
Jabbing your entire length down her depth, you smirk as a muffled gasp passes by your ears.
That's more like it.
Provoking her, you continue thrusting your hardened member down her insides. Sophie's body vibrates from the intense pleasure, intensifying the raw need.
Faster.
Barely being able to control yourself, you slow down the tempo.
More requests?
She bites her lip, both scared and excited.
Please.
I like it when you beg. Although, will you behave yourself if I grant you this wish?
Yes.
I don't trust you. You don't seem sorry at all.
Glancing at your twitching cock, you can see wheels turning in her head.
What if I...
As her hand wraps around your shaft, you groan out.
Is this okay?
That's your apology?
Carefully, she strokes your length, waiting for your reaction.
Much better.
With your demands met, you continue moving your hips, penetrating Sophie's pussy with more speed.
Yes. Fuck. Just like that.
Her voice grows louder, bouncing against the walls of the shop.
If you keep being so loud, someone from one of the shops might come.
Sorry.
Here.
Inching closer, you press your length against her cheek.
What?
Something to keep that mouth of yours busy.
Without asking further questions, her lips wrap around your tip. Her tongue circling around your head, excruciatingly slow.
Fuck! This feels amazing. It's like I'm fucking her pussy.
Her walls clench around your shaft, turning you desperate. Ramming down her depth, you brace yourself onto her tender thighs. Banging her onto your cock, it reaches deeper parts of her throat with each thrust. Sweat drips down your forehead, the intensity of the friction clouding your self-control.
Yes.
You're being loud again.
I can't help. Can't help it.
Let me help you.
Cradling the back of her neck, you let her head lay onto your palms. Using the opportunity, you slide your length between her lips again. The ecstasy sends electricity through your veins, making you turn into a savage beast.
You fucking slut! Arr!
Slamming yourself between her legs, her body jerks away, deep-throating you as a result.
How does it feel having both holes filled with cocks? Arr! Thought so.
Your length continues hitting the back of her throat. Her saliva drips down her cheeks as her nose grazes your balls.
Oh. Fuck!
Not satisfied with just her mouth, you move away, leaving Sophie in a surprised daze.
Get up!
What?
Don't make me repeat myself.
Her eyes go wide at your tone, both excited and a tiny bit scared.
Okay.
Your cock slips out from her depth, coated in her juices.
What now?
Is that any way to talk to me?
I didn't mean...
Cutting her mid-sentence, you grab her thighs, roughly pulling her towards the edge of the counter.
Wait, I'm sorry!
A slap echoes the shop.
A slap echoes in the shop would be better English, guys.
Sophie's ass turning red soon after.
I'm sorry.
Ignoring her pleads, you smack her ass again and again.
Please.
Automatically, you halt. Your hand stopping inches away from her swollen cheek.
What was that?
Please.
I see you learned how to beg. That wasn't so hard, was it?
She flinches as you rest your palm over her red spot.
Did it hurt?
Yes.
Dropping down, you cover her cheek with feather-like kisses.
Oh, well, how nice. Did you deserve it? Did you?
Yes.
And? Did you enjoy it?
Inhaling sharply, Sophie goes quiet.
I asked you a question.
Yes.
Of course you did.
At the lack of your touch, she cautiously turns her head to glance at you.
What a...
Grabbing her chin, you turn her to face you again.
Don't worry about him.
But...
Instead of running your mouth... Have a taste of your dirty pussy.
Before she can react, you slam your cock down her wetness, impaling her onto your length at the same time. Her body trembles at the amount of pleasure coursing through her.
That's right. Take it.
Slapping her firm cheek, you can feel her gasp vibrating against your shaft.
Her gasp? Huh. I don't know what part of the body that is. Maybe they're talking about when she gasps, you can feel it. That might make sense. The sound.
Brushing her hair aside, you slide your cock deeper down her tongue.
I still don't know who writes these things.
Loving the restraint from both sides, Sophie lets you use her completely.
And of course I'm talking about in Seton, because they have a lot of writers. Fuck. You like this? Grr. Don't you?
You slap her ass once again, getting a thrilled whimper in return. Although tears gather in her eyes, her tongue keeps circling around your shaft, wanting nothing more than to be chalked by your cock.
Chalked, huh? Stop, you're chalking me! So twisted.
With a grin stretched across your lips, you sink your fingers into her smooth flesh, thrusting harder. Your hold grows firmer, your thrusts turning sloppier.
God! Fuck!
The throbbing of her wet walls intensifies, sending shivers up your spine. The lewd noise, the sensation of your skin smacking against each other, the suffocating tension, it intoxicates you completely.
Sophie, you're making me desperate. Are you enjoying this? Seeing me like this?
As she takes your cock deeper, a frantic growl vibrates in your throat.
You dirty little.
You slam your hips against her ass, pushing your length past her inner boundaries. Sophie's walls squeeze you for dear life, her climax taking over her body.
Yes! Fuck!
The intensity of her hold sends you over the edge, her skin turning white from your firm hold.
Sure!
Towering over her, you arch your back, filling her pussy with your entire load.
Fucking here you are! Man.
Stroking your length, cum spurts out, decorating Sophie's lewd face.
God fucking shit!
As last of your cum exits your body, your lungs cry.
God. I can't feel my entire body.
You grin at her reaction, feeling proud.
Here. Let me help you.
Shop slam open.
Stop, you hooligans! That's what he says? Oh, shit!
The Tommy gun in his hands gleams on the shop's light.
Wow, that man's got a Tommy gun. He ain't fucking playing.
Yes, a Tommy gun. Anxiety enters your system, your hands going up in surrender.
Wait!
The
we were just.
The gun clicking cuts you mid-sentence.
You think you can cause problems in my shop? What? Sophie!
Give me a minute. I'm sore.
Help me out here! Sophie, you're fired! And as for you...
Facing the end of a barrel, the fear makes you tremble.
No! Wait!
Just as the safety clicks off, your survival instincts kick in. Scrunching your eyes shut, you let your voice echo.
0 divided by 1. 0 divided by 1.
Pain spreads through your head, your eyes fluttering open.
What the fuck?
Taking in your surroundings, confusion sets in.
What just happened? Where's the...
A gunshot echoing from the inside makes you flinch.
Oh, shit!
Not wanting to be caught by the raging mobster, you make a run for it. Finally, you halt, feeling your lungs burn.
Shit! It!
Giving yourself a moment, you manage calming your breathing. Looking back at the events that took place, excitement and adrenaline still present.
That was fucking wild! I finally get where Sophie was coming from. Our boss is fucking crazy. With the things we did before he came, it has to mean my theory was spot on. Something about me having a, I'm gonna call it a clone. It does something to
them.
Once
everything sets in, a smile crosses your lips.
This could be fun.
Only then do you notice where you are.
Oh, I must have come here by pure habit.
The music blares from inside Amy's house, making it hard to go unnoticed.
Wait, Megan and Zoe must be inside already. Can't wait to see their faces when I show them what I can do.
In the corner of your eye, you notice two familiar figures.
Why? Hip? Are you so fucking slow, Hip? I'm missing all the good parts. Didn't you say the party starts, like, now? Hip, yeah! But someone needs to greet all the ladies that come. You're so fucking weird, you know that?
Seeing Tom, an idea comes to mind.
I don't know why, but I want to mess with him. And what better way to do that than with my newfound power?
Clasping your hands together.
This doesn't get easier. Shit, man! The crowd is piling in! And you're already hammered. Not enough. I need to get hammered some more to be able to hammer. If you know what I mean. You're disgusting. Remind me again why I invited you? Whatever. Hit.
Seeing Tom's face results in certain emotions to rise.
There he is.
As if they have a mind of their own, your feet start striding over to the two men.
Huh? Grim? And Grim?
Ignoring Taylor, you let your punch fly through the wind, knocking Tom straight across the face.
Ah! Yeah! Now that's what I call a party. Anyway, I'm a head in. I obviously don't feel good since I'm starting to see double. Bet you some more alcohol will fix it right up.
Unable to read the mood, Taylor proceeds into the house.
The fuck? What's your problem?
You don't answer, but continue using him as a punching bag.
Old Tom never stood a chance.
Tom tries defending himself, but the punches come flying in from both sides.
Yep. You think you're smart, don't you? Well, do you feel smart right now? Huh? Do ya? Leave me alone!
Noticing prying eyes on you, you take hold of Tom and bring him around the corner.
Why are you doing this? Shut up!
You continue kicking and punching until blood starts flowing from his face.
Are we fitting to kill him? You think it's fun stalking an innocent woman? No means no, you creep.
Unable to say anything back, Tom continues trying to protect himself. But the force of your punches ends up leaving him unconscious.
God damn it. Wake up. You heard him. Get up, you fucking pussy.
Rage overwhelms you, making you unable to recognize yourself.
Hey!
The sound of Amy's voice makes you finally halt.
Where are you?
You hear footsteps coming your way, making panic take over.
Fuck! What are we gonna do? Shut up, I'm thinking. She's gonna be pissed. But why? She hates Tom as much as I do. Yeah, but what if we killed him? The cops are gonna show up and... Why did you have to go so rough on him? What? We both remember the things he did, right? You're right, fucking arsonist.
Unable to think rationally, seeing Amy's shadow closing in, air gets stuck in your throat.
Tata said he's...
Seeing Tom's bloody face, laying unconscious on the floor, shocks her.
Uh-oh.
What the...
As she prepares to scream bloody murder, you come out of the shadows.
Wait, I can explain.
What?
Her eyes shift behind you, meeting your gaze.
And?
Yeah, it's me.
Silence takes over and a stare down commences.
I gotta do something. Amy? Let me explain.
Suddenly, Amy pounces at you. The lusciousness of her lips shutting you up immediately. Her nails graze the skin of your neck.
Oh, here we go!
Gliding through your hair, bringing you closer into the kiss.
Oh shit! It's the thing! When they go into ultra horny mode the moment they see us.
The sound of your voice doesn't go unnoticed by Amy.
You.
Me?
Closing the distance between you. Her body presses against you, sending warmth into your body.
Your body feels nice. I want to touch more of it.
Her hand roams her chest, tempting you with each movement.
She's not gonna comment on Tom's almost lifeless body at all? The effect must be more powerful than we thought.
Dropping down to her knees, Amy's gaze stays steady on your body, not Tom's.
Why aren't you saying anything?
Hold on.
Dropping down to her knees, Amy's gaze stays steady on your body, not Tom's.
Why aren't you saying anything? Can I take that as a yes?
I think we can, folks, and that's where we're gonna leave it off for now. Seems they want us to go back with Amy again after she had probably the longest scene, or one of the longest scenes in this game. I don't know what more you can do with Amy. Well, with two people, I guess it might be even more crazy. Alright, guys, so this is the Grim Lord, and we'll see you guys next time with even more Lust Theory Season 2. I'm out of here!